Dear Cheap Astronomy, so the water came from asteroids now? Well, yes, or at least that's the latest thinking. As we've previously discussed on Cheap Astronomy, most astronomers think that all the water on Earth must have come from falling comets, whereas most geologists, those people who are always looking down rather than up, think the water was already contained within the primordial matter that accreted together to form the Earth. But amongst astronomers, there has been a shift away from comets being the water source, because in the few instances where it's been possible to sample cometary water, we found it has quite different hydrogen to deuterium ratios compared to the water that's on Earth. So now astronomers are thinking the water on Earth must have come from asteroids, because it has to come from somewhere, unless of course you go with the water was always here theory. The reason why most astronomers don't like the water was always here theory is also about hydrogen to deuterium ratios. Theoretical modelling of the early solar system imagines planets forming in the solar nebula surrounding the protostar that became the Sun. As that protostar began to radiate, its solar wind would have pushed out more light hydrogen than heavy deuterium, remembering that deuterium is a hydrogen ion, that is, a single proton, plus one neutron. So the close-in regions where the rocky planets formed would have a relatively low hydrogen to deuterium ratio, while the outer regions would have a relatively high hydrogen to deuterium ratio, since most of the hydrogen from the inner solar system was blown out to the outer solar system. However, what we actually find in Earth's water is a relatively high hydrogen to deuterium ratio, leading to the thinking that Earth's hydrogen, and hence its water, must have been returned from those outer solar system regions. First we thought by comets, and now we think by asteroids, and that perhaps happened during the late heavy bombardment, when a shift in Jupiter's orbit sent a rain of asteroids our way. But now, there's some new thinking. Here at Cheap Astronomy, we do try and remind people that the latest announcements about anything are generally just some latest thinking, and you shouldn't assume we've really nailed something just because someone put out a press release. But anyway, in April 2019, someone put out a press release about new findings which support the water was always here theory. Firstly, we need to consider that there's a problem with measuring the deuterium ratio in Earth's water today when we are really trying to estimate what it was like 4 billion years ago. That's a long time over which you would have seen some evaporative and hydrolytic loss to space, as well as life on Earth processing both water and hydrogen through photosynthesis and other metabolic pathways. So measuring the deuterium ratio in Earth's water today doesn't necessarily reflect what the deuterium ratio was 4 billion years ago. So researchers try to isolate a sample of genuinely primordial water, or at least primordial hydrogen, from deep mantle minerals brought up to the surface by volcanoes around Iceland, where it said the mountains stand with pride. The researchers claims that their particular Icelandic rock samples were primordial do depend on a number of disputed assumptions. But if they're right, the hydrogen to deuterium ratio found in those primordial minerals is about what you'd expect in the early solar nebula in which the Earth formed. So this supports the water was always here theory. Supporters of the water was always here theory suggest that by the time proto-Earth had become massive enough to start heating up and going molten, it was also massive enough to start generating a substantial gravitational field. So while any primordial water would evaporate out of that molten rock, it would just rise, cool, and precipitate back down again because of gravity. Even if that water was superheated to hydrolyze into hydrogen and oxygen, Our magnetic field would protect most of those ions from being blown away by the solar wind. This is where we think Mars and Venus might have also started out with equivalent water contents to the early Earth, but their respective lack of a magnetic field meant their primordial water and any hydrogen and oxygen ions were mostly lost to space. So is this the end of the story about where all the water came from? No.